It's the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. Houston area Corvettes, Mr. Tim Auster is going to be joining us here in just a moment. He's going to be with the, well, he is with the Houston area Corvettes. We're going to talk about the Klein Band Car Show. We talk about this every year. Mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty big deal up there.
It's
in
a fundraiser.
Klein School District. Are they going to have a spaghetti dinner?
Oh, those are always fun. I don't like spaghetti.
We'll have to ask them.
Okay, well, we shall do
no,
that.
No, I'm hungry.
The disinfected Conrad will have the In Wheel Time Car Clinic. And we'll also take a look at this week's automotive news that's coming up in this segment. Howdy, along with Mike Out of This World Mars, the extra clean King Conrad DeLong. We need more Jeff Zeke, and I'm Don Armstrong. Glad you could join us on this Saturday for our live show. Joining us now, Tim Auster, Houston area Corvettes. Good morning, Tim. How are you? Oh, press the button, Don. How are you, Tim? Sorry.
Doing pretty good.
Well, good. It's good to have you here, and thanks for joining us today. Did you get up special just for us?
Definitely for this morning, yes.
Yeah? Because you would have been sleeping in, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely on a Saturday.
Yeah? What time do you normally get up, Tim?
I normally actually get up about this time. Moving around that gets me going.
Well, I can tell you still got bedhead. So.
He's getting back from the club.
Yeah, just getting back from the club. So you're a member of the Houston Area Corvette Club.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the club?
Yeah.
It is, okay.
And how are you guys associated with Klein High School?
So we're associated by me basically trying to help out with the car show. Our son is freshman in the Klein High School this year. He's in the band. He's in the drum line. So I kind of got involved with it because they were asking for volunteers. And this is their fourth or fifth year for the car show, and they're trying to find people to help with it because every year they have parents that come in and go out. So because you're only there for the 4 years, your son's in high school.
Right.
Well, Don was there for 11 years.
Yeah.
Took him a long time to graduate.
Yeah. Right. And as a matter of fact, when I finally got my my GED, I went to work in the custodial department. But that's another story for another day. Let's talk about the Houston Area Corvette Club. Are they going to show up at this event?
So I've talked to quite a few of them, and I'm hoping to have a good turnout.
Well, good.
Corvette.
Yeah.
And where is the show going to be? Right there at Klein High School in the parking lot?
Yeah, it's going to be in the Klein High School parking lot in the back lot, where the band normally practices.
Gotcha.
Okay. Right there by the football stadium.
And if you want to know what the address is, it's 16715 Steubner Airline.
There you go.
I just thought that I would sound really intelligent this morning and come up with that for you.
You just read it off a piece of paper.
I did.
Okay.
But I sounded really intelligent.
Artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence. Yeah.
Subliminal. So how many cars do you think are going to show? How many cars? Is there a pre-registration or is it register when you show up?
So there's a little bit of pre-registration, and you can register when you show up. My goal this year was 300 cars.
Oh, wow.
They had roughly about 75 to 100 cars last year. The year before that, they had about 120 cars. This year, I was trying to up the ante and get more cars out there.
So would it be – I mean, I don't know. Is there some kind of criteria to enter the car? Because I was thinking about my ex-wife's 1982 Buick Regal.
Well, this year we don't really care what kind of car you have as long as you bring it out and you
neither
have a good
did he.
Time.
And you bring some money. Okay, well I just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page here. I mean, I know that there'll be customs. We know that there'll be Corvettes out there, and I was just thinking, well, if we could bring Granny's car out there and show it just as Granny's car, 82 Buick Regal. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a collector item, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It is for Granny.
It's got to be champagne color.
And this is going to be Saturday, November 5th, starting at 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I got here 9 a.m. to noon.
Well, 8 a.m. is registration.
So 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. is registration. The show goes till 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
So the trophies will be at 12:30. The band will be playing around lunchtime. They'll be doing their showcase.
Well, what do you got to eat out there?
So we're going to have hot dogs, cotton candy, popcorn. They're going to have some barbecue, and we'll be out there. They're going to have snow cones.
I'm in.
We're all coming out there, and you know, normally we would ask for gratis lunch, but but in this case, we know that you're trying to raise money. We might have to buy us a hot dog or two.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I used to live right in the area, and Klein High School a number of years ago went through a huge reconstruction project, and it looks real nice now.
Really?
Yep. They've done a real nice job up there.
So trophies, raffle, silent auction. What? So you got good stuff for the silent auction?
Yeah. Yeah, real good stuff this year. It's all donated from different people that were sponsoring.
Very nice.
And is it all automotive related or not really?
It's a big, good mixture this year.
Yeah, it doesn't have to
be. We're trying to get it more than just automotive, since a lot of people like to look at other stuff rather than just cars all day.
Absolutely.
So what car are you taking up there?
I've got two cars. I got a 70 Camaro and I got an 01 Corvette.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
I'm an 01 Corvette guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, well I mean, do you have an automatic or a six speed? What? Tell me.
No, it's a Z06. So it's a six speed.
Oh, well. I guess I don't rank.
Pshaw.
Well, you do have a six speed.
I got the six speed, but I don't have a Z06.
Do you have a Hurst shifter in yours?
Is your Camaro stock, or have you modified it much?
It's heavily modified. So it's got a roll cage in it.
Heavily modified.
That's heavily modified.
Yeah, exactly. Well, are you going to bring both those cars out there?
Yep, I'm going to bring both my cars out there.
Okay, and somebody else is going to drive one of them, and you're driving the other?
So my wife actually likes to drive the Corvette. So
I'm sure she does. Nice. Yeah.
Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, yeah. So it is going to be next Saturday. 8 to 1, Klein High School parking lot. If you're into cruise ins and want to take a couple of extra bucks
and support
this
a good
is actually going to be like a judged car show, though.
No,
right?
Yeah,
because you got the trophies.
But that's
okay. So we are judging it. We're doing the top 20 for the trophies this year.
And is that going to be based on judges or kind of people's choice?
Judges. So okay. We're going to have judges this year.
So there is an entry fee then.
That's how they raise money.
There'll be a best show. We have trophies. Kerry from Showplace Classics has made the trophies for us. He'll also be the DJ at the event for us. I talked him into coming out this year. And then we'll have a top band choice so the kids can actually pick their favorite.
Oh, cool.
Part.
That's a great deal. The Bearcat Band, well, we're looking forward to it. Be sure and get back with us and let us know how the event went. We would call you next Saturday and have you on the air. But I would imagine that you would have a little bit on your plate to deal with on next Saturday during the
Always got a full schedule for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, so we're going to send everybody out there, and it's going to be a full house. Best of luck to you. And, Tim, it's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Go Bearcats.
Go Bearcats. Go Bearcat Band.
Go Bearcat Band.
That's it.
Yay, band.
Tim Auster, OAWSTER.
Were you in the band, Jeff?
I was a drum major for 2 years. Yeah.
Angie was in the marching band, played clarinet in the marching band.
Marching band.
In high school and at Oklahoma.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Marching band, pep band.
Did you meet her at Oklahoma?
Band.
No, I met her in the hospital. She was my physical therapist after my motorcycle wreck.
Gotcha. Well,
so you married your nurse?
I married my therapist. She was a physical therapist.
Does she
physical
still have the
therapist.
Uniform?
Huh?
Never mind.
Yes.
Does she still have the uniform?
Mike's got a little fascination thing going down over there.
Well, you know, he doesn't get out much.
Well, no. Yeah. Saturday mornings he does.
When he does, he's got to wake his mom up to do it.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm going out.
Yeah.
See you later, Mom. Be home early.
You know, I don't even know where to go with that.
I don't either.
My mind is all over the place.
I think you should just leave it alone and let's move on.
We got clinic and news coming up, but that's been a while.
Houston area market news for the automotive industry. And it's a mixed bag. You know, sales of new and used cars is all kind of flipping around these days. Mm-hmm. The value of used cars is taking a deep plunge.
Yeah, it's going down. Yeah.
It's going to be painful.
It's going to be painful, especially for the dealers, because they go out and buy used cars to put on their lot at one price, and then a week later, the car is not worth what they paid for it. Mm-hmm. And
they've got to turn it just to get their cash back out of it, so they write it down.
We would normally have the Emmons brothers on here to talk about that, but the problem is they're racing a lot.
They're really busy.
Yeah. So at any rate, I thought it was interesting. I will give you the. I mean, this is nothing but charts and all sorts of stuff that they sent out this week, and it's a very interesting mix. Houston is a different market when it comes to new and used car sales.
I would agree with that.
Than most other markets of our size and comparable size markets, and it's very interesting. It's very confusing, but. For those of us that really aren't totally 100% into all of the information, the basic bottom line is that things are turning right now. Some of these dealers that have been asking way over MSRP for some of their cars.
Finally discounting.
Well, at least they're coming back to MSRP.
Well, I'm starting to see even in kind of caught my attention watching some of the commercials talking about, you know, $3,000-$5,000 discounts. Off of sticker as well, which is it's been years since they've done that.
Yeah,
since the beginning of the pandemic, so that's kind of good to see. And you heard or you read that Group One, which is an auto retailer that's got 200 some odd dealerships around the country, that is relatively based in Texas and Oklahoma, but not exclusively. They set all time record for income. General Motors showed a $3 billion
profit.
$3 billion profit this quarter.
Right.
So it seems like as inventories return, and as I drive around and you drive around, you can start to see that inventories are returning to the dealerships as well.
Well, the chips are being
that they have
plentiful now.
Yeah, that they have cars in stock. So that's going to help them as far as revenue and income as well. The struggle I see is. Going 2 years with restricted inventory is going to be pretty painful on dealerships and used car operations in the future because there's not going to be the volume of used cars coming back in to trade for the new cars, to fill the used car lots up, to keep the dealership's shops busy and the independent shops busy. That whole 2 years of lost production is going to
the dealerships themselves
long-term painful.
Their service departments are going to suffer.
Well, speaking
of
reason,
speaking of service departments, I had a story that was way too complicated to even try to explain. But the story is that retention at dealerships with personnel is huge. It's the biggest it's been in decades. Because the dealerships are paying their employees a whole lot more to hang on to them because they know how valuable they are.
And how expensive they are to replace.
Yes, exactly. And there's not much in the supply chain when it comes to personnel to fill the void.
And that's whether it's people in the service department or in the sales department.
Or in the front office.
Right, right.
Right, because it takes a certain skill level to work at a car dealership front office.
Mm-hmm. And for years... You know, the shopping in greener pastures, you know, and I've been in the car business for, 40 years now, it seems like, probably close to 40 years, and technicians would always move around looking for greener pastures, service managers were unwilling to pay a little bit extra to keep that good technician, so the guy had flopped somewhere else, and then that service manager would go steal another one from somebody else, and they're all busy stealing from each other. Now they've learned, maybe I just need to go ahead and pay more for that guy to stay here because his factory training is extremely valuable to the dealership, not just to the technician, but the dealership itself. You know, there are some brands that you can't work on certain cars or certain levels of repair without a fully certified technician. So that that technician certifications are like money to the dealership, and the technicians know that. And with that, they are escalating their pay based on that as well.
Well, you know, the other thing too is that that I noticed when I went over to the AutoNation Jaguar dealership over there off the Katy Freeway, the service department, relatively speaking, is quite small for a dealership that size that handles both Land Rover and Jaguar. And let me tell you something. I'm talking about tile floors, tool cabinets that are like 15 feet long.
Air-conditioned shops.
Air-conditioned shop. I mean, this is first-class, top-notch stuff, almost like the Ferrari dealership or the Rolls-Royce dealership in their service department.
Was the shop full? I mean, were the racks all full?
Yep. Everybody was working. It's quite impressive to see a new car dealer service repair shop these days. I was quite taken back by it. It's remarkable.
And air-conditioned shops in Houston are actually, I think, very important. And it's very valuable to the technician. And a technician is much more productive in an AC shop than they are in a non-air-conditioned shop.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Because late in the day, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's 110 degrees inside that shop, that technician kind of slows down. He's looking for some place in the air conditioning to go hang out every now and then just to kind of recover for himself. So AC shops tend to be much more productive shops as well.
Absolutely.
Well, I thought it was pretty interesting. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you. Just shoot us an email. The address here is info@inwheeltime.com. Time now for Conrad's Car Clinic. You were off last week.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, but I did a car clinic last week.
I
zoomed in.
Because what was your car smoking
last
week?
Your car smoking?
What was I had all car kinds smoking? Of stories.
You know, your panties fell down here on the back of
Oh,
your...
Oh, no. Yeah,
sorry.
My costume?
So what is top-tier fuel, and does it really keep your engine clean?
Does it?
Well, that's what we're going to learn a little bit about today. All fuel, whether it's top-tier fuel or not, has to contain a certain level of detergency by law. And that level of detergency just means, you know, there are deposit cleaning agents in the fuel, but it only, you know, any fuel manufacturer is going to do the minimum required. And then you've got those fuel manufacturers that have this top tier designation, you know, and that's Shell, Chevron, Mobil, Texaco, Valero, and a number of them all have that top-tier designation. And that's important because that top-tier designation means that their fuel has a little bit more deposit cleaning agents than the regular fuel does. But the problem with that is it's all about the volume of cleaner that's in the fuel, not the quality of the cleaner that's in the fuel, and that makes a difference. Hmm. And between all of these fuel manufacturers, they all use a little bit different formulation of their detergencies that are in there. So if you think top-tier fuel is keeping your engine clean, you better think again. That may be what you believe, but what is actually true. Top tier is again about the amount of detergency that's in the fuel, not the quality. They have to demonstrate their performance to decipher what level of cleaner is in there. And the top tier fuel can introduce up to 40% more combustion chamber deposits than regular fuel because the detergents that they use break down under heat, and that leaves behind carbon deposits, and that can be a real issue. They use a lower cost fuel and then build it up with a less stable fuel detergent, and once these detergents are heated in the combustion chamber, they basically fall apart and leave behind these carbon deposits. A further concern using top tier fuel is the detergents in the fuel can keep your intake valves from sticking, which is important. Hooray. But that's only if they use substantially more detergent than is actually in the vehicle. So they might be using a good detergent, but they're not necessarily using enough of it. And obviously, depending, that's all going to drive the price of a gallon of gasoline, the more detergents that
What
they
is
use.
That stuff that I used to use years ago from a Chevron
Tektron.
Tektron.
Tektron is a very good detergent cleaner in there.
It's expensive, but I put it in a tank of gas, and I don't know if it did anything.
Well, and you can get Tektron comes in Chevron fuel. I think it also comes in Mobil fuel as well. I think Chevron and
Mobil. But if you want to do a big juicing,
you want to hit it up, correct?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm
cleansing.
I'm kind of here on my soapbox talking about top tier fuel. Regardless of whether you use top tier fuel, your engine isn't getting enough cleaner in it, so it's going to get dirtier and dirtier with each tank of fuel. Many manufacturers recommend a fuel additive at every oil change interval. General Motors recommends a fuel additive at every oil change interval. So does Audi. So does Jaguar, Land Rover, VW.
Now, when you say a fuel additive, what are you talking about?
A tank additive.
A booster.
A octane booster cleaner?
No, a cleaner. Got a cleaner it. Fuel mm-hmm. additive. So Kia requires a fuel additive with every oil change interval.
You keep saying top tier fuel. I mean, like, what would be an example of something
premium?
That's not a top tier fuel?
7-Eleven gas.
Yeah, 7-Eleven. Bucky's is not top tier. And I'm not jamming Bucky's on it, but top tier is a designation that fuel suppliers earn based on the level of detergency.
Okay.
That
okay.
you're
so that, that is
so that is so a legal determination of the fuel itself.
Can you pull that down a little bit, please, because you're popping the microphone.
Don't be dissing Bucky's because there's going to be a beaver waiting
for
you.
Well, let me just
car.
Say this about the, that. I got a place, a Fuel Depot, it was called, cheap, below 7-Eleven, and the guy was pulling up there with the big tanker truck to dump his load of fuel into the underground tanks. And I asked him, I said, so what gas do you actually have in the tank? Well, I can't tell you that. I said, where did you get the fuel? He says, well, don't tell anybody, but it's Conoco.
Mm-hmm.
Conoco would be a top fuel.
Yeah, so what happens at the distribution center.
Yeah, I know where that is,
so
too.
The distribution center, the tankers pull up and they – they dial in what they're putting in their tank. Well, as they're dialing in 8,000 gallons worth of fuel, they also dial in 100 gallons worth of this detergent, 100 gallons worth of this additive. So the fuel that fills up the tanker is getting liquid out of three or four dispenser nozzles. So here goes the fuel. Here goes the additive
like making
packets
a cake.
That goes in it. Right. Each shop,
ingredient.
Each ingredient is different based on who they're delivering it to, and based on that also drives the price. So you may have a Conoco that's delivering to a Conoco station that has a different recipe than the Conoco that's delivering to the Fuel Depot station, and that recipe is the additive package that's built into the fuel.
And that's sort of how they get the difference in the prices because of the difference.
And
that's
sort of like tires, too. When they make a tire for a Michelin and then you see that Michelin tire at a Costco or a Sam's, there's different ingredients in that tire. It's
in
cost
the formulation,
savings.
Right.
Exactly.
Just trying to drive price on it.
Well, you know,
okay? So, everybody knows I work for BG. We really recommend the 44K, and you guys have all used it because I know I've given it to you. That's something that we know when you run in your fuel tank at an oil change interval has a positive impact on the deposit cleaning features of the fuel to keep the injectors clean, to keep the combustion chambers clean, the intake valves clean, the catalytic.
And here's something
clean.
That was brought up. Kathy brought this up when she'll get gas and from work or whatever, or leaving work. Is it a myth that when you see the tanker at a gas station, do you get gas when the tanker's there?
No,
or do you wait?
Never.
See, I heard the opposite, that it doesn't matter.
Oh, no, it absolutely matters. It
stirs up all that dirt.
Well,
down
see,
at the
that's what
of the,
that's what she said too. But
in the bottom of these 10,000 gallon fuel tanks,
dirt.
It's dirt and water. So
condensation.
Typically, the pickup tube is about a foot and a half off the bottom of the tank. And the reason for that is what's called phase separation. All of that water and stuff separates to the bottom of the fuel tank. When they dump in fresh fuel, they stir all that stuff up. So if you see a truck that is delivering fuel to a fuel station,
go to the next one.
Yeah. And remember that one and don't go there for another day or so. Let all that fuel settle out. But again, top tier fuel is good, but it might not be as good as you think.
Kia has issued a new recall for certain model year 2008-2009 Kia Sportage vehicles due to a continued risk of fire. Kia strongly urges owners of these vehicles to park their cars outside and away from homes and other structures until their vehicles have been repaired. An engine compartment fire originating from around the hydraulic electronic control unit, HECU, may occur while the vehicle is parked or being driven. Vehicles were previously recalled in 2016, and owners will need to have their vehicles repaired again under this new recall. Tesla is recalling a bit more than 24,000 2017 to 2022 Model 3s in the U.S. over a seatbelt issue. The Austin-based electric vehicle company said the second row left seat belt buckle and second row center seat belt anchor may have been incorrectly reassembled during vehicle service.
Huh.
Other recalls include the BMW iX for 2023, transmission final drive gear improperly welded.
Oh,
that
boy.
Ain't good.
Nope.
Obstructed rearview camera image on the BMW 330e for 2023. Clutch cover may loosen and leak oil on the BMW M and S's
Oops.
For 2022 through 2023. Damaged connecting rod bearings.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Only once.
Only once as it swallows the entire engine.
And which one's on? What's the rod bearing?
Audi Q5.
Audi, okay.
Volkswagen Atlas and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport from 2021 to 2023. Volkswagen ID4, delayed rearview camera image for 2022. Also, Jeep Gladiator, Wrangler, and Ram 1500. Front seat belt pretensioners may fail. Fuel pump failure on the Jeep Gladiator, Wrangler, and 1500, 2021 and 2022. So you get the fuel pump failure and the front seat belt pretensioner fixed at the same recall. Unsecured fuse inside the high voltage battery on the Jeep Wrangler. There's another one.
Yep.
Get them all fixed at the same time.
Or when your car stalls because the fuel pump doesn't work and you get hit, the tensioner doesn't deploy.
You can't get out of the car.
You're screwed, glued, and tattooed. Yeah.
So there's no Mercedes. All the Mercedes are fixed?
No, they're never
fixed.
No,
they've all been recalled.
Checking.
Just checking.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it's a continuously rotating recall for every Mercedes known to man.
Known to man.
I do have other interesting automotive news stories. Auto industry's $75 billion bet on autonomy is not paying off. Spelled disaster for Aurora Innovation, Two Simple Holdings, and Embark Technology. Shares have plunged at least 80% this year. Autonomous vehicle companies and suppliers have collectively spent $75 billion Whoa. Developing self-driving technology Wow. with scant sign of meaningful revenue emerging from AV services after all that investment.
And they're all parked at one intersection in San Francisco like the GM ones did.
Yeah, in front of the Pelosi house.
There you go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. Downhill all the way.
I had to go there, didn't
so
I?
You're a Detroit boy. Do you remember the Packard plant in Detroit?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's been abandoned for 50 years. They
exactly.
finally started tearing it down.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, Don sent me an article or something
yes,
site
that was
about
it.
A month ago. And
yeah,
it was all in there.
It's been abandoned for 68 years, yeah. and they're finally starting to demolish it.
Quick break now. You're on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show.
Starting to work on your Christmas calendar? Be sure to add the next Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise in Saturday, December 17th. You'll want to attend Tailpipes and Tacos Christmas Edition at the Loopy Tortilla in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. It's the only place cruisers compete for Loopy's Chili Pepper trophies and other prizes. There's no charge to enter your vehicle for Best Hot Rod, Best Classic, or Best Modern Classic. Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's coolest and most unique cruise-in and is your opportunity to see the best hot rods, show cars, classics, and resto mods. And get Loopy Tortilla breakfast tacos with adult beverages. There's no entry fee and cars will automatically compete for those much sought-after custom Loopy trophies and other prizes. It happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. It's the Tailpipes and Tacos Christmas Edition, Saturday, December 17th. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show will be there, too. Celebrate the Christmas season with friends and family at Tailpipes and Tacos. Saturday morning, December 17th, 8 to 11. We'll see you then, weather permitting.
Want to take a minute to tell you about Gulf Coast Auto Shield, a Houston detail company like no other. Gulf Coast Auto Shield offers paint correction services that'll give your car, truck, or SUV a like-new shine. Afterwards, you'll want to protect it with a professionally installed nano-ceramic coating or protection film. Worried about your very expensive windshield getting damaged, broken, or cracked? Let Gulf Coast Auto Shield install ExoShield, a windshield protection film. Give John Gray a call today or check out their website, gcautoshield.com. Hey, whether you own a new, ultra-expensive, exotic, or a five-year-old Suburban, Gulf Coast Auto Shield will help keep your investment looking like the day it rolled off the assembly line. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is conveniently located on the South Sam Houston Parkway, just south of I-69, the Southwest Freeway. Meet the staff and check out all of their services online right now at gcautoshield.com.